welcome to Strictly Yankees. I'm Jacob Brown, joined here with Mark Papaleo. I'll say it as bluntly as this. I wish we were happier after an 8-4 win in Tampa Bay, but we're not, because we see a lot of glaring problems with this Yankee team, problems that we were saying before the season that we might see, right? Walk, homer, strikeout. That's the entire offense the whole time. That's all they do. It's walk, homer, strikeout. And actually, a new fourth addition this year is double play, because they do that a lot too. So it's been one of the four outcomes all year for this damn team. It's very frustrating to watch. And I was talking to my dad about it. He said, it's actually boring. I mean, there's no thrill in watching this team, because you're waiting for three pitches a game, because those are the home run pitches and that's the whole offense. Other than that, long at bats, ball four, they don't get the runner in, they don't move the runner over, they don't do this, they don't do that, and it's very frustrating. The pitching has actually been the best part about this team, although they go into Tampa and shit the bed. Tropicana Field, you said it before we got on, Mark, it's a prison. And it's just frustrating. Judge already, he's a piece of paper, man. First two or three games, he's already got to sit. What the fuck is left side soren? I've never heard of that in my life. This guy's already out sitting. Boone's like, well, you know, we don't know if he's hurt or not hurt. I would have played him today, but I just didn't. He'll probably be back in there tomorrow. Can the Yankees stop with this non-committal bullshit about not telling us when guys are injured, not injured? I'm telling you, a guy could need Tommy John surgery, and Boone will sit up there and be like, yeah, well, you know, I think he needs a few days, put an ice pack on, and he'll be out there for his next start. And then a week later, he'll be out for the year. I'm tired of that too. I know I'm ranting. It probably doesn't even make sense. I'm saying shit out of order. But this team, man, they can't fucking hit with runners in scoring position, and I'm tired of it.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we came into this season thinking we had it all planned out and hit, like, offense-wise. We thought our only question mark was the defense, was our pitching and our defense. And we've come into, what were we, 2 weeks into the season now?
Yeah.
And we've already realized this is a fucking problem. Luke Voit needs to get back right now. Yeah. We need the home run king back, because so far this team has no juice whatsoever. And we talk about Trop, you know, we just took one out of three in Tampa. We're lucky to get one out of three, because we did not belong in that ball game. We didn't. But we actually saw a lot. I mean, we got guys on bases today. Gio got some home on some base hits. We saw a bunch of guys come through with some base hits. Rodon Odor, someone who, like, we just acquired. And I know you weren't so happy about it, but I was kind of happy about it, because I had seen enough of Jay Bruce. I've seen enough of Jay Bruce at first. He can't hit. He can barely field. I'd rather you move DJ over to first and have Odor play second until Voit comes back. And so far, that's what we've seen. I mean, he's only been active for two games, and he's already started one of them. And I thought maybe that Saturday game, when they were down 4-0, they should have taken Jay Bruce out and made a pinch hitter for Odor, and then moved him over to first, and then moved Odor over to second. Because I think they need to juice it up a little bit. If you're going through a game and you can't get any momentum, throw someone out there. Give another look.
Right. Because
they've seen these scouting reports. The Tampa Bay Rays not think of Rogan Odor, you know, before the series. So Saturday, you know, throw him in there instead of Jay Bruce and have DJ move over to first. I thought that would have been a good move to maybe just spice it up. Give him a different look and maybe get some momentum in that game. But they never pulled the trigger on that. And I think Boone is more of a, all right, this is my lineup, and this is really what's going to happen today.
Well, to that point, you know, Boone claims he did that today, sitting Frazier for a second straight game and putting Guardy in because he wanted that variation in the lineup. Clint is not the guy you sit. Hicks is the guy you sit, because Hicks, 4-for-30 coming into the game, put Guardy in center field for a day and keep Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, that's another – I don't even want to talk about Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks had a great home run yesterday for Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. For no reason, he had a home run because we got blown the hell out.
Yeah.
But that was the best he looked all year, and it was one at bat. He is not a number three hitter. He is probably – he's got to be one of the worst number three hitters in the American League. I don't think I've ever seen anything worse.
Well, I mean, listen, it's 40 at bats. You know, he's hit third before, but, you know – The reason they put him there is, because you know, most walks in baseball the last time he was active, sees the most pitches per at bat. It's all these analytics that say, oh, more pitches, you know, you get one that you can hit, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, though, he's a 220 hitter. He'll probably pop out 25 this year, you know, 25 home runs with like 85 RBIs, maybe 80 RBIs, 75 RBIs, something like that. That's going to be him with like a 400 on base. And that they find that valuable because they want Stanton to have a guy on base, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, if that's the philosophy, get Hicks in the two hole. If they're really hell, I'm not saying put Hicks in the two hole, but if they're hell bent about Hicks walks a lot, put him in the two hole and give Judge the at bats with runners on base. Doesn't make any sense that Judge, all these years, they have him in this two hole. Years past, I'm fine with it because the argument was he gets more at bats in the two hole, but he's going to get more RBI chances in the three hole. No doubt about that, because you know, DJ LeMahieu, even if he's a 360 hitter, that means only one out of three times guaranteed per game that Aaron Judge is hitting with someone on base. If he's in the three hole, you've got two chances to have guys on base before he gets up. It's simple math. But, you know, I'm ranting again. But, you know,
Hicks
should have sat if it was about variation.
I never agree with Aaron Judge being in a two-hole because I always said that was my argument. I mean, DJ doesn't get that many doubles. He does, but, like, even, like, the chances of him getting a double are even smaller than one-third because he's got to get on base at least one-third of the time. What are the chances that's an extra base hit that puts him in an RBI situation? I think you got to have your best players at the plate when there's an RBI situation. I don't want Aaron Hicks at the plate when with a man on second and first.
Right.
Also, that's a double play, even though Aaron Judge has been a double play machine with runners in scoring position so far. I mean, at least for the opening weekend of baseball, he was. It was just disgusting. But, I mean, you're right. He should definitely not be number two hitter, in my opinion. But I don't think Hicks is the guy to put it to. But if he was going to move, you know, from third to second, I wouldn't be that pissed.
Right.
I mean, you're right. You're going to bring in the math. You're going to bring in the, you know, he's in a walk and the analytics and shit. Sure. Then put your best players in the best situations, and they're not doing that. I don't want to watch Giancarlo Stanton, you know, strike out with a man on third and man on second. I really don't care. Like, it's done. It's disgusting what we've seen so far this year, and it's unacceptable, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, and again, the main problem from this offense is everyone's holding the bat too tight. Everyone's trying to do, you know, be the guy. They want to be the guy that knocks in the run, but they're all clearly going for home runs. Clearly. I mean, it's obvious, not LeMahieu, not Gio, but Stanton, Judge, even Gleyber Torres. Gary Sanchez has been better, but he's always been, I mean, as every swing he takes is trying to hit it out of the ballpark.
Hicks big hit too.
Right. I mean, yeah, you know, he did. I mean, he's been hitting really well as well throughout the season. So, which is great to see, which ironically, he's been probably the most consistent hitter in the entire lineup, which is like, are you kidding me? I mean, coming off last year, this is the guy who's your best hitter so far. Guardies look good. Frazier, he had a bad three games, and they sit him for two games.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? I mean, we just talked about that. But the problem with the lineup is they get runners in scoring position, and they don't do normal offensive things with runners in scoring position. What you have to do, right, runner on second base, no outs, move the runner to third, then get an RBI ground out, a sack fly. What does this team try to do with runners on second base? Gleyber Torres comes up, swings out of his shoes. He's down 0-2 real quick. And as an offense, even as a fan, you watch, it's deflating. You know, you're watching and you're like, I don't think they're going to get this runner home no matter what. Because I think with this team, they're not going to move the runner over. So it's a hit or a home run. And that's what you feel like as a fan. And I'm sure that offense feels the same way.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I have saw, like, I was positive on Stanton was he did do that the other day. He did that on Saturday. There was a shift on him and the whole right side of the field was open and he shortened up his swing and he opened it up and he just tapped it. All you gotta do is tap it right there and you're safe. You're advancing the runners and I mean, it's a single. I mean, if our lineup could figure out how to hit like that and just, you know, be able to do consistently instead of just look for the fences, it would be much better of a watch and they'd probably win more ball games. But I mean, so far we've played three division opponents. and we've only looked great against the worst one of them. You know, we lose 2 of 3 against the Blue Jays. We did, right?
Yeah, no, we lost 2 out of 3.
2 of 3.
Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule right now.
We had one series win out of the three division opponents.
Right,
and we should be miles ahead of all three of them.
Right.
It's you know, the last podcast we did, and I came down on the Rays. I don't want to hear anything about the Rays, how like they all bitch and complain they don't have a payroll and stuff like that, and other teams do. But again, they find these gems. They find them, and Randy Arozarena just rakes. He rakes.
Yeah.
My friend tweeted today, Arozarena owns the Yankees. He says, no. The Tampa Bay Rays own the Yankees in Tampa. It's disgusting. The Yankees walk into Trop and they forget how to play baseball. It's like the Monstars took all their talent from Space Jam. That's what it is. It really is. They take all their talent away when they step foot in Tropicana Field. They get in that freaking basketball-ass stadium and they just forget how to play baseball. And it doesn't help when you look up and you got the lights right in your face when you're on for a pop fly. Yeah. But and there's no excuse to really have. They're not playing well. They haven't meshed. They looked great in those couple games against the Orioles hitting the ball.
But it's the Orioles. Rays
came in. Yeah, exactly. It's the Orioles. The Rays came in. They have a couple experienced pitchers. So Michael Walker looked okay today at times. The Yankees got the win. He should have got the win. But, you know, the Yankees somehow prevailed through there thanks to that the BS man on second extra inning rule. Because without that, I don't think we score a run in extra innings. But
that too. I mean, think about that, right? I mean, you know, I don't think the Yankees could have started off clean today and scored a run in the 10th inning. Like, no shot. No. I mean, that's where we're at this offense, where it's pressure situation. We don't count on them at all. And listen, they're 4-5. It is April 12th tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're far away. But
we're overreacting, but this is what we do as fans. We overreact when we expect something huge. You know, we expect this team to be 9-0 to start the year. Like, you know, like I said, there's 162 games this year. I wake up and I bet the Yankees every day because I feel like they should win. You know, when they're playing teams like this, they should win these games because they are the most, you know, one of the most talented rosters in baseball. But we know baseball doesn't work like that. It's not the NBA. But you know, you expect more. And, you know, as fans, we're able to overreact like this. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not the 60-game season again. So, once we figure it out, they'll be all right. But, man, has it been a rough start.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, yes, we're overreacting, but also we're not, because this is exactly what happened in the playoffs. And they did nothing on offense to revitalize it, to change it. It is the exact same lineup from last year. So, yeah, no, they don't have Voit right now, blah, blah, blah. He wouldn't make this much of a difference. He's the same type. He's better than the other guys at not being just walk, home, or strikeout. But let's be honest, that's who he is. He's walk, home, or strikeout just like the other guys. He just hits for a better average, and he's more clutch. That's what makes him different than everyone else. But he's the same guy. So that's why I said to you pre-pod, if Gleyber Torres cannot improve defensively, bye-bye, because he's walk, home. He's not even walk. He doesn't walk a lot. He swings at pitches out of the strike zone. He's got very little plate discipline. He should be a 280 to 300 hitter. He's not. Remember, when he was a prospect and we got him from Chapman, everyone said 300 hitter, 25 home runs, this, that, whatever RBIs. The reason why he's not that guy is because he came up, he had 38 bombs against the Orioles, in the year, 13 of them against the Orioles. He got on his high horse. The Yankees were like, keep doing that, keep trying to hit home runs, and he went away from his original approach. I think if they kept him to be, hey, you're Gleyber Torres, you're a guy who's going to hit a base hit to right field, hit a double in the right center field gap. Now he's a guy, he swings and misses at everything outside of the strike zone. He misses at things in the strike. Today, swing and miss two sliders in the strike zone. I'm sitting there. Yeah. What are you looking for, Gleyber? You're off by a mile. And defensively, and I know Jay Bruce doesn't help, but there are some plays this year that other shortstops in the major leagues would have made. And I got to be honest, you're a major league team looking to win a World Series. You can't have that at defense. I'm sorry. And when Gio is your backup shortstop, you've got a problem, because Gio's a great defender. He can pick it. He doesn't have range. He's not a shortstop. So, you know, he doesn't have the body type. And that's another thing with Gleyber. He doesn't have the body of a shortstop. He's much better at second base. So unless the Yankees want to say, let's trade high on Gio and say, okay, he's about to turn 30. you know, he might decline now that he's getting older. We got him in his prime years. We'll ditch him while we can. Maybe they'll sell high on Voit, but you don't want to give up that bat. Other than that, the only option is to trade Glaber because he cannot be the shortstop defensively.
And I think it's kind of weird because they have taken – I mean, I don't think trading Glaber right now is even a thought in Cashman's head unless there's another shortstop available, because you don't have a back – you're trying to win a World Series. You're going to need something very considerable back to trade another – to a young star right now who, I mean, who isn't producing. But, like –
well, I think Trevor Story.
You think Trevor Story? I don't know. I mean, I would love Trevor Story. Don't get me wrong. He's one of the best players in baseball right now. He's the best young players for sure. But, I mean, is that realistic for us? I mean,
I would say so. I'd give him Glaber, Albert Abreu, and two other pitching prospects.
I'd give him Andujar too.
Yeah, right. Throw Andujar in there. Absolutely. I think that would get it done. Because the Rockies don't have anything. They're barren. Their organization's empty.
They're going to be looking for a lot of prospects too. Is the thing they're going to want Glaber too, with a bunch of you know mid-level to higher prospects.
Yeah, do it. I mean, I'd do it.
I mean, I don't know.
Because they can move him to second base. They have Brendan Rodgers, who was a shortstop coming up from college. They can move him to short. Glaber at second in Colorado. You give a man Duhar to, you know, they don't have Arenado anymore, so they can do whatever they want with Andujar. And you give them, again, Albert Abreu, Luis Gil, you know, throw in Herman or something. Give them one of Clark or Davey. Give them, you know, I'm just throwing names out. I wouldn't start with Clark or Davey. But again, though, we're at the point.
You get Herman way before you get those two.
Well, yes, I'm just throwing out names. But yeah. I don't think it would take that much, to be honest, especially because he has half a year left and then he's gone. So they know they have to get something for him.
So I think they can give them all that without giving them Glaber. I think they can get Trevor without giving them Glaber.
But if you get,
and then you figure it out, that's a great problem to have.
Yeah, but there
you can always DH someone and give Stanton a day off because he's not hitting home runs all every day, because he's really not producing at a high level right now.
I just don't think that works out. It just doesn't, like, lineup boy. If you're going into the playoffs and you're having to sit Glaber, you might as well trade him because he's not going to start.
But you still have years of control of him. You could always trade him after that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think if Colorado were looking for a return for Story, they would want Glaber. But also the Yankees could say, fuck you. Yeah, you know, you're not going to get Glaber from anyone else.
Yeah, they're not going to – exactly. They're not going to get a player like that anywhere else, because especially when they know you got to move off that guy. It's right. Either you trade him or you move off him. So you can send them all of our, you know, decent above-level prospects. You can send them Domingo. You can send them Andujar. And I think maybe a couple other pitchers gets that done right there. Because that's a starting pitcher in their lineup. I would maybe throw Clark in there too for that. Because what the hell knows we're getting from Clark. So, I mean, maybe Jordan Montgomery.
Right.
Would you do that to get Trevor Story and have Glaber on the same team? And then maybe, you know, then maybe DJ is not the same player next year. And you could... You know what I mean? I think I mean, at that position, it's really easy because it makes it easy because you have DJ and you can move him anywhere.
No, that's the great thing about him for sure. Is that he can play everywhere. And again, I mean, you know, this team's going to get back. They're the Yankees. They're going to win ball games. They start a 3-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then they get an off day and the Rays come to Yankee Stadium Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's what this week is. They get an off day, which is why, by the way, everyone's freaking out. Oh, Herman's sent down. He's done. No, they're sending him down because they have two off days and they know they don't need a fifth starter in the next 10 days. So they're calling up that extra bullpen arm. And that's what it's the Yankees finessing the system. They always do it. They're going to do it like 12 more times. And then another small transaction, the Yankees traded Tyro Estrada to San Francisco. And honestly, he's better than fucking Wade. Like, come on.
Which is what I was going to bring up when we were talking about Glaber. I was like, they just traded away a shortstop for cash considerations that, you know, could be there to help us. And, like, they're really taking a stab in the dark with Glaber. That's what I was about to – I forgot to bring that up, actually. But, yeah, Tyro Estrada today for cash considerations was weird, which makes me think that – I think there's got to be – they're going to make some trade deadline. Because I think they know this – while constructed, this isn't it. This is not going to win you a World Series, constructed as it is right now, the way it looks. I think they can get probably another ace by the trade deadline because I'm sure someone's going to want out.
Well, I mean, hey, that could be Sevy.
I mean, you could trade for one too.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, Sevy, your guy
want,
too.
Either someone's going to want out of somewhere or a team's going to trade a veteran guy because they're not going to need him because his contract's going to expire soon and we're going to be able to make a move on that. I don't know. I'd have to look at that to who I would even like give you a short list of it. But I mean, we've seen that happen in the past with Sonny Gray.
Yeah. No, good point. I mean, you know, that made me think about too, James Paxton out for the year, Tommy John.
Poor guy.
He would have been prime example, probably would have been traded this year.
Yeah.
Just poor guy.
Yeah. That's a tough situation. You don't want to see it end like that. But I mean, who knows? That could... Maybe he gets a better situation in Seattle. Who knows? Because he'll be a free agent now after Tommy John here.
Yeah, we'll see.
He gets a job. We'll see.
Hey, Massa, come back.
Please, we need Massa bad. And Odor took number 18, so we're okay. He could have his number 19 back.
That's right. Yeah, he took Didi's number, which I was like, you know, I guess it's time. Been a long enough.
Why doesn't he wear his title? No, who's 12?
Someone's 12. Oh, it was Dietrich in spring training.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Also, a guy I like to see in the lineup a bit more than Jay Bruce. I would like to see Jay Bruce not a Yankee anymore and Derek Dietrich in a Yankee uniform.
Yeah.
That gives you another look, too.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know what you're getting in Bruce. Nothing.
Yeah. Derek Dietrich can go yard with the best of them sometimes. You know, he's a big dude, man. He can rip him out of the park. And if that's what you're looking for, because you're missing that hole in the lineup is without Luke Voit there. He's not hitting home runs, obviously. I think by now he'd have three or four home runs at least, Luke Voit, in 9 games. Probably be around there. And they're missing that, you know, a lot. They're missing that big guy in the middle of the lineup. And then right
and
now,
I got to tell you, you know, some might notice without Voit out, he really is the energy of the team.
Yeah.
Like when he's out, it's just like boring.
Oh, man, he's a good one we got. We're lucky we got him for nothing. From St. Louis.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Gallegos and Shreve.
That's something Cashman's done considerably well, and then Cashman just can't get that piece to get them over the hump. Garrett Cole is supposed to be that piece. They still need another one. Maybe it's Sevy, maybe it's not. You know, that's the issue. But, you know, right now, you know, J-Mo looked all right.
I'm telling you, Kluber will come Kluber, on. I see
him. Yeah. Kluber looks good. Kluber, as long as he has his control, he's going to be hard to hit. I mean, obviously the Rays did him in pretty decently the other day. But, I mean, it's his second start. You know, it's not a big deal. If that's Garrett Cole having him, all right, you know, what the hell are you doing, Garrett? I mean, Corey Kluber, you know, it's his second game for not playing for a whole season. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, because him, like, the number one thing I noticed with him is he just pitches. You know, he's not a thrower. He's a pitcher, and he depends on that location. He was never a velocity guy. So if he's got the break on his pitches and he can locate, just be Masahiro Tanaka from last year. That's all we're asking for. So I think he can be at least that. But the pitching matchups for this week, on Monday night, Garrett Cole will be facing off against Robbie Ray. So to me, that's got to be a win. Robbie Ray making his first start of the year anytime Cole pitches. Can't be like the Mets and lose with your best pitcher on the mound. So there you go. Tuesday night, Jameson Taillon against Hyunjin Ryu. And Wednesday is actually a day game before an off day on Thursday. It's Corey Kluber against Ross Stripling. So honestly, two out of three at least.
I can see them losing the Ryu game, but I think they should beat Stripling very easily like they did.
They
did the opening weekend. They're in Tampa. They're not going very far, so it's not a far trip because the Blue Jays are playing in Tampa.
Yeah, in Dunedin. Yeah,
they sell tickets to those games, right?
Yeah, they do. They sold out in 20 minutes for Yankees Blue Jays when they went on sale.
Really, that's gonna be a weird game to go to. It's literally a minor. It's got to feel like a spring training game.
Yeah, well, Mike Trout hit a home run, and someone on Twitter did Google Maps of where the ball landed, and it landed on an elementary school playground or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mike Trout, goat, hitting on an elementary school playground. It's crazy.
Mike Trout, is Mike Trout your goat?
He's got to finish his career before I say that. But he's on pace.
Got to fucking do something.
He's gotta win first. Exactly. Yeah, you're right about that. Fucking, yeah.
I don't want a playoff series. Do you want a playoff game?
That's right. I think they got swept that year against Kansas City.
Yeah. That they got one swept, year. I think.
Yeah. That's rough. It's rough. You're right about that. Don't give me Barry Bonds, though. Adiel tells me it's Barry Bonds.
It's not a bad argument. I wouldn't give you Barry Bonds anyways. Barry Bonds is up there. I don't care if he did steroids, to be honest with you, unless you're like – I mean, because you still got to hit the ball. You still got to hit the ball. And, so, yeah. And, you know, Barry Bonds did it without steroids for a majority of his career. So, we'll see. I mean –
Yeah,
I think Barry Bonds has a way better case than any other guy, any other void heads.
Yeah, he probably does. He probably does. So, and I believe this is his last year of eligibility. So,
really? That's shitty.
Yeah.
That's shitty because he's one of the best to ever do it. He really is.
I mean, they really should just let him in. I'm sorry.
It's stupid, man. Yeah. I get it. Baseball is different than all the other sports. You know, it's more prestigious. And getting in, like, the NBA lets everyone in, and the NFL lets usually everyone. Like, Joe Namath's in the Hall of Fame, and he has more career losses than wins and more interceptions than touchdowns. So, I mean, I get it. Those are different. Like, MLB is different.
Yeah.
But, like, you still got to hit that ball. You know, you still got to be healthy and play all those games. Not that it – just because you do steroids doesn't make it that much easier. It does make it easier to jack them, but that's about it.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that.
People say Babe Ruth the GOAT. I'm like, all right,
1920s baseball. No, not when you play six teams. Yeah.
1920s baseball, and you're not the GOAT. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah, when people say, oh, Ty Cobb is the best hitter ever because he played three people. Come on.
Who was throwing 95 then?
Yeah, who had a splitter like fucking Tanaka or some shit? Nobody.
Yeah, no fucking one. Yeah, I mean, with all respect to all those old-timers, but it's not one of those guys.
No, I totally agree there. So
if it wasn't going to be one of those guys in there, it would be like DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, like once you get to 40s, 50s, you know, like that's where you go, okay, now it's getting more respectable. Like
they're athletes. Those guys are athletes. Like right. DiMaggio. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, some of those guys were in the war too. I mean, those guys were – they were dudes.
Yeah, World War II vets.
Yeah.
They went to the war, came back, and played baseball again.
Absolutely. So the division right now in the AL East – the Yankees, Orioles, Rays, Blue Jays all tied at 4-5, and the Red Sox are 6-3. Not worried really at all.
I mean, I'm not worried. I just can't stand the Red Sox fans thinking they're good at baseball.
Yeah, they're just not. They don't have a rotation.
No.
Yeah.
They're hitting the fuck out of the ball. They are hitting moonshots. But I mean, their rotation is not going to keep up the whole year.
Hey, playoffs first, and then see what they say.
Playoffs first. We got to get there to ourselves. We got to win the division. I'm not feeling good about this team going to a wild card game.
If we get into a wild card game, I agree. I would be
unless Garrett Cole's throwing 13 strikeouts again in 7 innings, then I'll feel good about it.
Yeah, exactly.
He lit it up, man.
Yeah, no, when he was with the Astros, man, I mean, you know, that's that was prime Garrett Cole.
No, that was against the Orioles I'm talking about the other day.
Oh, yeah. No, he was great.
2007.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, he was great.
Unhittable, man. Unhittable. Yeah.
For sure. So, Yankees play 6 games this week. When we do our pod next week, what do you want the record to be in those 6 games?
4-2. Give me 4-2. Give me 3-3. I'll be okay with that too.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, you know, you go 2-3. Yeah, 4-2. I'll take 4-2. 100%.
Yeah. Six. We have the blue. Are we doing the same kind of thing last year with the record with the schedule?
What do you mean?
Only us in the NL East, or are we playing everyone?
No, we're playing everyone because after
we're playing so many, you know, division opponents right away.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of annoying after last year.
It's weird.
Yeah, after the Rays, we get the Braves, but then it's Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit, Houston. Oh,
Baltimore again. Like, Jesus.
Oh, hey, Houston comes to Yankee Stadium first week of May.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking waiting already, dude. I cannot wait for that game. Or all three, really. But they're in the middle of the fucking week.
I need Garrett Cole on the mound 100% in one of those games.
Give me it 100%. All day. All day.
Altuve to the brain. I don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah, he's care, starting to hit a little bit. It's like, yeah,
fuck him.
I hate all.
Whatever.
Hit him in the head. Over it, and we're not paying to not be over it, okay? I have so many people. Steve's like, I don't get people who are still not over it. It's been 2 years. What?
Well, we didn't get a year to really, you know, abuse them. Right. We didn't get a year. You know, it was COVID. I went out in Fort Lauderdale on Friday night, and there was a girl wearing an Astros jersey. She walked by, I booed her. I booed her as loud as I could.
You're doing your job, Mark. You're doing your job. Oh, man. All right, man. So we went over these first few weeks. To some people, it might sound like however long this is of ranting. We see problems and we're fucking saying it out loud. That's what we got to do. We're Yankee fans. Yeah. We're honest. And that's what we're going to do here. So we're going to come back with a pod. Same thing as last week. After a week of games, we'll review and then preview the upcoming week. We'll do it every week. So we record these on Sundays. So look for them to come out every Monday. So maybe not every week we'll record Sunday, but mostly Monday, whatever. We're going to try and get these out on Mondays because it's a better day to do it for baseball purposes. So, all right, Mark, this is a good one. We'll see you next week. You can follow us on Twitter at Strictly Sports P and on Facebook and Instagram at Strictly Sports Productions. You can watch this on YouTube. If you look up Strictly Sports Productions, go to the playlist section. All five of our podcasts are separated into playlists. So you can see us. You can see the other four. Do whatever you want. And Mark, plug your Twitter real quick because you've been basically a Yankee burner account this week.
Yeah, I've been roasting the Yankees all week, you know, live tweeting these games. You can follow me at Mark Papaleo Jr. 55 on Twitter and at Mark Papaleo 1024 on Instagram, actually. So
very nice. Very nice. So let's do it. And also you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, IR Radio, and Spotify as well, on addition to YouTube. Okay. Yep. So that'll do it. I'm Jacob Brown. That's Mark Papaleo. And we will see you next week.